Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on The Real Momentum.
Well, men, it is good to be with you guys today. We're going to jump right in because the subject today is a man in his time, and we want to wisely steward our time together. So today we're going to talk about a man in his time, the stewardship of life. And I believe, once again, we have a very special guest, do we not, Mr. Keith Boggs?
Yeah, we have a special guest who's made a difference in my life personally, and I appreciate Dave Ryan, who's a man of God, not only loves and leads his wife well, but also his family, and he's a leader in our church, but he's also a business owner of High Resolutions here in Knoxville, Tennessee, and we're grateful to have him on. They celebrate 30 years of impact here and as a company, and I look forward to hearing him talk about a man in his time and the investment he can make, not only in our lives, but others that he's leading on the other side of this podcast. But we're so glad to have you here, Dave. Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. My privilege to be here with you guys.
It is good to have you, brother. Appreciate you giving your time today for us.
Yeah, so we're going to go through some questions here and let the Lord just kind of direct our time through the session. And I hope and pray nobody's counting the number of times we will say time today.
Oh, I was about to say it's going to be a lot of them, I believe, but that's all right.
Hopefully we can make the most of it. But as we move into this, consider our life, you know, it's going to move quickly. And I think looking back over my life of, 52 years now, there are areas that I look back and see where I've wasted a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And I think, relationships like this and speaking into our lives as men, we can really, as I was praying last night in the bed, help me redeem the time, I want to redeem the time with my own children. And, just had a son graduate this past weekend. So, looking back there, that time goes by quickly. And so what can we do to redeem it? So I think, a lot of what you'll share with us today, Dave, as you look at your life and share from your own experience, I hope will be helpful for all of us. But let's kind of jump right in as you talk about your relationship with the Lord. In what ways has your faith shaped your mindset and your strategies for managing your own time? What are some things that you've learned over the years that you've put into practice that you've benefited from, and then maybe some of the results that's come on the other side of some decisions that you've made?
Yeah, good question. Couple of notes that jump right into my head as we're starting off is that really, I love the stewardship of time is so fitting, because it's interesting. I was having a conversation the other day with a group of people, and we were discussing how the Lord gives us all the same amount of time in a day. Now, we don't know how long we may live on this earth, but we're all given the same amount as we get up every morning of time, and not really the same amount of money. We all have different amounts of money. But I think when we get a good perspective of how everything we have comes from the Lord, time is one of those most precious things that the Lord gives us each day. And I think we should look at it as it is a gift of the Lord, and we are stewarding that time in a way that would honor Him. And really, it comes down to, what is God's will for my life today? What does He want to do through me today? How can I glorify Him today? And so we talk about faith. Romans 1:17 says that the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. And I think one thing that I've learned is that I've had to learn, and my faith has been strengthened and built the more I have looked at things through the Word of God, through the authority of Scripture, my relationship with the Lord. And time has been the subject of time and managing time has been a really big part of that. And I would look at some things that I have put in my life as, honestly, I think the grace of God has been so good to me, and that I don't think I was really anything that I did that was smart of my own accord, but that I did some things that the Lord put in my heart that now I look back and I go, wow, I am so glad that the Lord gave me the grace to understand and operate in that way. And I'm kind of reaping some of those benefits today.
Hey, man, thinking about this statement here, and the topic that we've taught through the biblical masculinity study on 10 lessons to help men win, part of that statement that you just referenced to is that it's not often what needs your time, but who needs your time. So maybe you can speak into your relationship with the Lord. How does that look like in your relationship with God? How do you spend time with Him? What is it that He's, you know, you just mentioned two things that are really important in a man's life, faith and the grace of God. You know, how does that develop in your life over time as you spend time with Him?
I think it has definitely developed a lot. I kind of beat my younger self up because there's a lot of that knowledge that you don't work out. And as you get older, you start working it out and realizing the benefits of that. But yeah, I'm super protective of my time with the Lord. I think you hit on a key word, which is relationships. Because when it does come to how we spend our time, I look at a lot of what we're doing on earth here, it is about relationships, because the only thing we're going to take to heaven is the relationships. The people here and the Word of God is pretty much the only eternal things on this earth that are going to go with us. And so I think relationships are paramount. But my relationship with the Lord has been is super important. And I think developing some serious disciplines and in my life. And I think when we talk about time, you have chronos and then you have the kairos, the seasons. And I think in different seasons of our age and our situation in life, that may look a little different.
Right.
And for me, in the recent seasons of my life, as my kids have gotten a little older, I have just found that what works for me, and what works for me is obviously not, I'm just speaking of what works for me. I'm not preaching to you or anybody else, but is a very early morning start with the Lord. Which I can say, I have never been a morning person growing up. I mean, I asked my parents, they had to drag me out of bed to get me out of school on time. And even in my early years of marriage, I wasn't really an early riser. And the Lord put it in my heart, convicted me. Really, I was challenged from a man who's now in his late 80s. About giving what he called your most important hour. And it was that morning time with the Lord. And I thought to myself, I can't get up that early and carve out that extra amount of time. But what I found was I committed that to the Lord and protected that time and gave it to the Lord. And it was kind of like a tithe. It was like tithing my time in the morning. And the Lord was always been faithful to meet me, to give me the energy. Now, I'm not going to say I'm not more tired some mornings than others, but, and you know, some mornings are more challenging than others, but I got to where I would, the Lord did so much for me in that first morning, that first hour in the morning, that I became honestly afraid not to rise and meet the Lord in the morning. And, wow. And then it just became a pattern. And I think once you've developed that pattern, and you respect that so much, what the Lord's done for you, that you just consistently show up and say, what's God going to do for me this morning? And how's God going to help me out this morning as I get started?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I'd add to that if you'd like me to, but I think that's so important, Dave, to use the word protecting your time. You know, I like to tell men all the time, there are some things that they can get back. Sometimes you can get your health back. You get out of shape, get unhealthy, you can get that back. I've known people that lost a lot of money and got that back. Time's one of those things, once it's gone, it's gone. That's why Paul says, redeem the time, for the days are evil. So I try to be protective as well, just to help answer that question on my side of things. I try to tell guys, give God the best part of your day. For some people, that is an afternoon. For me, it's morning. Don't ask me for any wisdom or any advice after 9 o'clock at night. My brain starts shutting down. I'm tired, but I'm a morning person, and I always have been. But I just believe, and I think, you know, we can get into this maybe on another podcast. I believe the scripture does teach about early morning, getting up and giving God that first part of your day. I don't do a lot of sinning in my sleep. I try to put on that armor of God every single morning, and they call it a quiet time, right, for a reason. And I've just learned that part of the disciplines I like to do, Dave, is I don't like to open my phone. I don't like to talk to anybody. I don't check email. Don't get on YouTube, anything like that. I just try my best to silence every voice but His. I want to hear from Him first. But maybe you can speak to this some, Keith, and maybe you, Dave, you know, having men in the secular workplace, I find sometimes that men often tell me, I don't have time. don't have time to do a quiet time. And I don't know, Keith, you worked with men a little more in depth than I have, and maybe you can speak to this, Dave, but here's what I know about men. Men make time for what they want to make it for. How many men you know that wake up early to sit in a cold deer stand or right. wait for the ducks or sit for hours in a football game? Or, you know, men often make time for what they want to make time for. Do you guys see that as well?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, really true in a lot of ways. And you know, as you look at those things that they choose to do, these are all decisions that we make. And as we make a decision, all the prep that goes to watch a, you know, college football game, you know, maybe the drive there and all that, you got to account for the time it's going to take you to get there. The number of hours it takes for, you know, those outdoor experiences, whether it's whitetail hunting or those kind of things that people get involved in, whether it's a run, you know, whatever that is, the priority of the schedule comes into play. And I think, you know, as we make decisions through the day, who we want to be, and just having this conversation with my son, it's up to you. You know, it's the decision's yours. It's in your court, and what kind of man you want to be, you know, from here on out. I'm very excited about, but I'm concerned about, because I know that the choices that you make will determine what your future looks like. And sometimes guys make plans to go on a whitetail retreat and or a whitetail hunt or a turkey hunt, and you know they're looking for a chance to succeed in that experience. But man, you will always benefit from a time that you spend with the Lord. You'll always get something out of it. And I think sometimes we think about our relationship with God, maybe it's those times we don't get something out of it that we really puts us in a place that we want more with the Lord, yeah. that we eventually get it. That's why people go back to the hunting stand, go back to the, you know, these different opportunities that we all can be involved in, because they're looking for that encounter. But man, when you encounter Jesus and your time with him, it changes everything. So I think, you know, as you talk about this, Dave, is maybe some tips you can give, some takeaways. What's your morning look like? Maybe something that maybe not somebody could actually apply to their own life, but they could begin thinking about, God, show me what this can look like for me. What time you get up, you know, how much time you spend with the Lord. And then, you know, what's the thing you're looking for out of that engagement? Because sometimes we move into that engagement with Christ, and I've found that people say they have their devotional life, but really nothing really changes. They just check the box and they haven't encountered Christ. And I think that's dangerous in terms of a mindset, that we've had the devotion, but really there's no devotion in walking with him on the other side of that time.
Right, right. Well, something to speak to both of what you both said. Preparation, I think, you know, you make time for it. And one thing I've learned is I can't stay up till 1 a.m. and then get up early. So you can ask my wife, man, I'm like 10 o'clock. It's time to unwind and make it back to the bedroom, because my mornings look like 4:30 in the morning is when I get up. And I'll spend an hour, 5:30. I'm usually at 5:30. I'll have a little reminder, and I'll either usually go out for a run is the way I typically will follow that up. But I do a 4:30 to 5:30. I'm committed to that. The other thing, Keith, that you mentioned is, I think something is, man, there's times where the Lord has spoken so clearly to me and taught me so many things, such things that I'm excited to come back the next morning. I get up and I'm excited. And then there's times where, you know, I'm a little weaker in the flesh, and, maybe the Lord hasn't been quite as obvious and in my face. I'm maybe a little more distracted. So what I found, though, is just like you go hunting consistently, you know, you're not going to like, oh, I'm going to go catch me a deer right now. You go out, boom, got a deer, bring it in. That's it. Easy as that. It's the same with kind of learning and hearing from the Lord and what when he's working is you have to consistently show up, and the Lord will reward you. And sometimes he wants you to be a little more quiet. I have what are called Jordan Rainer. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him. He calls them open loops. And you have all these open loops. Anything you're committed to doing in the near future, they're down the road. I have so many open loops. I have lists, and that's one way I get them out of my head is I put them on lists. But I gotta keep from letting any of that happen first thing in the morning. And then I have a place I have the same place. It's set up for me. That's what I like. I got a lamp. I got a couch that I sit on in a corner. I have my Bibles. I have my cross references. I'll look up. I like to look research Greek and Hebrew words and out of the word, the scripture, and figure out what is God. You know, this was written in English, but what was going on at this time? I'll look at some commentaries when I'm reading some things, and I really want to dig in and learn. What was it like geographically, culturally? The words, how they were translated, because we so Americanize everything. And I think when we start looking at the word like that, there's so much to be learned right there. Amen. Rather than just taking it from, you know, this is what I look at being in East Tennessee in 2025, what this says to me. Who wrote this? And well, obviously the Lord wrote it, but what was he saying at this time, and who was he talking to? And so that's what digging in is really about.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you. We want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.